My name is Jürgen Grebe from Treveri Cellars. I'm the owner and winemaker, and you can find us on the website at treverisellars.com.
Hi, this is Christian Grebe. I'm the Senior Vice President of Sales and Winemaker for Treveri Cellars, Washington's premier sparkling winehouse. Find more information about us at www.treverisellars.com.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio. Remember a month or so ago, we learned about a new app that Washington State Wines put out to learn more about wines. Well, of course, one person introduces me to another, and you know that I'm a sparkling wine fanatic. I mean, a fanatic. Well, we hit the mother lode here with a conversation today. We're going to be introduced to the only dedicated sparkling wine house in the entire state of Washington. All they do is sparkling wines. Treveri Cellars. They're located in, and I'm not, I should have asked the pronunciation of this. It's Wapato, Washington. And we're joined by father and son, Jürgen Grebe, head winemaker and owner, and basically the founder, and his son, Christian Grebe. So many sparkling wines, and I've tasted them all, and my gosh, they're so fantastic. Treveri Cellars Extra Brut Blanc de Blanc. That's the first one I had. Treveri Cellars Blanc de Blanc Brut. Treveri Cellars Sparkling Pinot Gris. Treveri Cellars Sparkling Rosé. In our very own United States, Treveri Cellars Sparkling Mueller Thurgau. Treveri Cellars Sparkling Riesling. Treveri Cellars Sparkling Gewürztraminer. And get this, people. Treveri Cellars Sparkling Syrah Brut. You don't have to go to Australia. We actually have one in the United States in Washington State. Gentlemen, thank you so very much for your time. And can I start by asking, Father Jürgen, I'd love to hear a little bit of history about you. Originally, you were born and raised in Trier, Germany, where you learned winemaking, and you worked at a property that all they did was Sekt, the sparkling wine. And then you worked for several people in Washington. So could you give us a little bit of background in your history?
Yes, I sure can. So I, like you mentioned, I grew up in Trier, Germany, oldest town in Germany. There, it's over 2,000 years old, and the company I learned my tricks from was called Dürr Sektkeller, which was the oldest and one of the largest sparkling producer on the Moselle. So that's where I learned my trade, and they did all the champenois process, bottle fermented and everything. And the size of Trier is about the size of Spokane. It's 100,000 population, and the winery was underground. So we still have to hand whittle everything. So it was a very old family-owned business. So, but they were very large in the Champagne. So that's where I learned the trade. And, of course, in Germany, you go to school, and you also, it's hands-on, so it's like a week to school, week to work. Sometimes it changed off. So that's that's how I learned the trade of, I learned how to make sparkling wine.
Explain to listeners how you made this move then after getting your formal degrees and apprenticing in Germany. Then you applied for a job at Langeth Winery in Washington State. And Langeth, is that a German name, Langeth? I would think that's German.
Yes, Langeth Winery is a German winery. They are located also by the Moselle River, not far away from Trier.
Oh. And they were
they're actually one of the largest wineries in Germany. And they were building a winery in Mattawa, Washington.
That's how the connection, that's how it all, wow.
Yeah.
You were at the right place at the right time and the right man for the job.
Exactly. So, and, you know, they were looking for a winemaker, and I applied and got the job. I got over here in 1983, worked there for 3 years. They sold the facility to a U.S. company. They filed bankruptcy. So Langeth is gone, and I'm still here. And then worked for over 20 years at a big winery in Grandview for, and then I started this in 2010, the Treveri.
I remember the name Langeth Winery. I remember that from years ago. But this has been, I would imagine, a dream of yours in the back of your head for, what, 20, 30 years to start your own winery?
Yes, it was. And, you know, like a lot of other winemakers, the facility where I worked for over 20 years, we made wine for other wineries. And,
right.
You know, I'm getting a little older. I'm not the youngest in the chicken anymore. So, but I said, you know, if I retire there, I'd be done. So my work is also my hobby. And my son, Christian, and my wife, Julie, all, you know, I always love making sparkling wine. I was saying, let's go in production. Let's start something small and see where this taking us. So I mean, started diving in and started making a little sparkling wine, and it just took off since we opened our door, and it's just been, you know, really successful. So,
how many cases total do you make at Treveri Cellars?
This year we're going to be probably around the 6,000-7,000 case.
Wow. And do you use the mechanical Riddler, or are you using,
remember.
Okay.
It's those automated riddling machines.
Yes.
You know, people say, well, don't you hand riddle anymore?
Most people don't.
I mean, millions of bottle hand riddle.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore. So,
okay.
So
let me ask your son, Christian, who's also winemaker and senior vice president of sales. Christian, as I said to you in an email when I first met you online, the pricing of all of your Treveri Cellars wines, it's so affordable that this is exactly the sort of winery portfolio that people could be afford to, they can afford to drink sparkling wine every day instead of still wines.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hear a lot about the quote-unquote champagne lifestyle, and you know, we tend to not sacrifice quality even though we're offering a 20 and under price per bottle. And the idea here is that, you know, we're bringing, you know, people back to sparkling wine, that, you know, it can be affordable, it can be a nightly beverage, you know. And I always put people in their shoes. And I say, when you come home, you know, from a really long day at work, or let's say you've had a really bad day, I mean, there's nothing better than opening the fridge and seeing a bottle of bubbles and pouring it in the glass.
Yes.
I mean, your mood changes just immediately.
Immediately.
And so, you know, the idea is that we're not sacrificing quality. I mean, we've gotten 490 point or above scores in just the 3 years that we've been open. Mm-hmm. And we're offering an amazing value. And, you know, part of it is, too, is if you think and you look at the market and as a whole, and we say, okay, what's existing out there for sparkling wine? There's really not a lot of wineries fulfilling that $14 to $20 range as far as sparkling is concerned.
Right.
You can name one off the top of your head, probably Gruet out of New Mexico.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have to, like, really traverse the country to find another sparkling producer, you know, that's trying to offer a similar kind of experience for folks. And we really do think sparkling wine is an everyday drink.
I mean, as much
as it's a celebratory beverage, like I said, you know, you come home and that just immediately changes your mood. I mean, and with modern technology, there's good stoppers now. You can keep your sparkling for, you know, a couple days in the fridge. So it doesn't hurt anything to start your night with a glass of bubbly and then transition, you know, to your red wine or your nightly, white or red.
But red wine, you say red wine could be the Treveri Cellars Sparkling Syrah Brut.
Absolutely. You know, that one was, we initially weren't producing that wine. But when we opened the doors, I think in the first 6 months, the most requested wine from our customer base for us to make was a sparkling Syrah, because so many people are familiar with Australian Shiraz.
Yes.
And they wanted something from Washington. So we really just, you know, kind of listen to the people that keep us in business, the ones that are buying our wine every day. And we started offering a sparkling Syrah, and it's been very well received in our tasting room. People just are floored that you can make sparkling out of red wine.
There is something for every single taste in the portfolio of wines from Treveri Cellars, all the way from this extra brut Blanc de Blanc, all the way up to and correct me if I'm wrong, is the one with the most residual sugar balanced against the acidity, the sparkling Riesling?
Actually, the Gewürztraminer is just a touch sweeter than the Riesling.
Okay, okay.
But they're pretty much par. If we're going to compare to acid and, okay, and sugar, I would say those two are about par as in regards to acidity versus residual sugar.
Okay, we're about to go to a break here. I want to start this question, then we'll pick it up when we come back. Do you have a wine club and or do you ship? I mean, can people order listening anywhere in the United States? Will you ship?
Yeah, so we do have a wine club. It's actually called the Bubble Club,
okay,
appropriately named, and it's free shipments a year of 2 bottles apiece.
Oh, people, we have to buy a lot more than 2 bottles. Okay, hold that thought, Christian. We're going to go a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with father and son Jürgen Grieb and Christian Grieb of Treveri Cellars in Wapato, Washington. All they do is sparkling wines. If you watch ABC News and you like everything made in America, sparkling wines for every day of the week from Treveri Cellars. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Steve Warner from the Washington State Wine Commission. I invite you to learn about all of our wonderful great wines from Washington State at washingtonwine.org.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Jürgen Grieb and Christian Grieb, father, son. How wonderful those families who get to work together in their small family-owned business that supports the family and creates a future and, of course, so much pleasure. Treveri Cellars, sparkling wines, handcrafted sparkling wines that bring luxury to any occasion. And the website is treverisellers.com. Gentlemen, let me ask Christian, what kind of distribution do you have across the country? I mean, are you in any of this 3-tier distribution with wholesalers, or at 6,000 or so cases, is the majority of your business through the direct shipment?
Sure. That's actually a really good question. You know, we are in a lot of 3-tier states. We're not widely available. We're probably in about 1/5 of the states, so about 10, actually I would say a little more than that. We're in about 12 marketplaces actively selling wine. But we also do a little bit of direct shipment business, and largely most of our business right now is located right here in the Northwest between Washington, Oregon, Idaho.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And with all the skiing and resorts that are going on, but we've got to drink some of this up the rest of the country.
Yeah, we're definitely working on expanding our territories that we can ship to. I think right now we're at about 10 or 12 states that we can actually direct ship wine. But, you know, we're not opposed to even researching. So if people call into the winery and they're from a state that, let's say, we don't ship to, and we've had enough demand, you know, we let them know when we're actually going to start shipping in their market. So we do have a quote-unquote list started already if, you know, it's not an approved ship-to state. As of yet, we are keeping tabs on, you know, where the demand for the wine is. And, you know, as soon as we make that a reality, then we notify those folks and say, hey, we're coming to your market. We can ship wine to you. And usually people are awfully excited and, you know, jump on a wine club membership or end up ordering a little wine from the winery.
Over the holidays, I was interviewing a couple of producers from Spain with their cava. And a lot of the cava production is that people, well, some of it's around $10, $12 a bottle, but a lot of it's the $15 to $20 a bottle range. And for people who are really kind of politically minded, where they like to put their money with their political philosophy of buying American, they really need to switch their dollars over to American. And again, I just need to hammer home to listeners that your pricing is just phenomenal. And if they join the club, then they can get a little extra discount, bring the price down. But restaurants need to be on board and pouring Treveri Cellars by the glass.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the big selling points that I always use when I travel, you know, around the country and around the Northwest, and I see often a Prosecco or a Cava on the list.
Yes, yes.
And I immediately tell folks, you know, if you want to keep your dollars here, you want to keep your jobs in America.
Right.
You know, it is a manufacturing kind of, you know, not in the sense of industrial, but, you know, we are producing a good here, and wine is a good that is being produced in this country. So it's the tax dollars stay here. It helps the local economies, you know, wherever the wine is sold. Distributors have to pay a tax for selling American-produced goods and, for that matter, foreign-produced goods. But the dollars, it really does hit home when you purchase local. And what I mean local is domestic, anything in
right.
the United States. You
right.
know, you really are, your dollars are going a lot further.
Jürgen, I'm curious, do you have any vineyards? Do you own vineyards? Do you lease vineyards? Or do you buy all the grapes contract?
All the grapes are contracted. We don't own any vineyards.
Okay.
The reason, part of the reason is...
It's a different business.
And I learned winemaking, not viticulture.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most of my growers are 60 years and older. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I know them for many, many years because I've been in the state for a long time. So
yeah.
I really trust them 100% and they're growing exactly what I want. So... And we have long-term contracts, so some of them are 5, 6, even 7 years long to keep the supply, you know,
consistent
coming. So,
what grape varieties do you use in your sparkling rosé? Is that a proprietary secret?
No, it's not. And we tell people all the time what's in it. We call it our press blend. It's a Chardonnay Syrah blend. And usually, depending on the year, it's a 60-40. Or 60-30-60 Chardonnay, 30-40 Syrah. And we'll bring the Syrah grapes in, get the color in, pump the grapes over so we have a nice red color. And then we'll bring the Chardonnay grapes, and then we pressing it together and ferment it. And that's how we're coming up with the Syrah.
The rosé. What do you use in your Treveri Cellars Extra Brut Blanc de Blanc and the Treveri Cellars Blanc de Blanc Brut?
They're both 100% Chardonnay.
Wow.
The only difference is that the extra brut doesn't have what's called a dosage.
Right.
So it's extremely dry.
Yeah.
The only sugar that's left, it's a natural sugar, which is usually about 1 gram. So it's really, really dry.
Mm-hmm.
And the brut, we're adding a dosage to sweeten up the... sweeten up the sparkling a little bit.
Right.
That's ranging about 1.2%, so 12 grams per liter.
Are you staying at this selection of portfolio? Are you going to add any other grape varieties in the future?
We are working on, right now, we brought in some Pinot Noir.
Okay.
So we are also going to have, getting good Pinot Noir out of Washington is very, very tough. But
yeah.
We found a really, really good grower. He grows some really excellent Pinot Noir, so we contracted with him. So we will have some Pinot Noir eventually, probably on a limited base.
Okay.
Because at this point, you know, we only want to produce good quality.
Right.
You know, and I mean, we can buy some other Pinot Noirs, but we're just trying to stick... with the growers we can trust. So,
and Jürgen, all the grapes you buy are from Washington State?
Yes, they are. And they're all going from Yakima all the way to Tri-Cities. So I have one vineyard which is located in the Tri-Cities above the Columbia River, right around the Pasco area, and another grower on Sunnyside, and then in the Grandview area.
Chris,
so they're all Washington, yes.
And Christian, do you and your father bottle anything in magnums or splits or is everything in 750s?
Yeah, that's a good question. We just started our 375 split program actually in December of 2013. So that's a brand new project we're rolling out. And then we do have plans for magnums. They're not disgorged yet, but
okay.
They're bottled. So probably, I would say, you know, give it another, you know, sparkling wine's a labor of love and
right.
time. So,
right.
you know, we're hoping in the next 6 months that it's really showing the characters we want, that we can disgorge the magnums too, and hopefully have some broad range of sizes that folks can purchase from us.
Are the splits finished with a cork or a screw cap?
It's cork. Everything we do
wow.
is in cork finish.
So when people are calling you up for consultation of wines to buy for their weddings and that sort of thing, you could mm-hmm. buy a split or two for each person, and, you know, they could all do it themselves with their own, whether it's
yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny you mentioned weddings. We do actually wedding consultations at the winery.
I see that on the website.
Couples can come in and, you know, they can ask us those questions that sometimes it's a little intimidating to ask, you know, how much wine or how many flutes do I get out of a bottle?
Right,
if
right.
I'm toasting, if I want to make that, you know, my dinner wine, or if I just want it as a toasting wine.
Yeah.
You know, that we do that kind of thing, or party favors. So yeah, you're right. The 375s can be,
or stocking,
you know,
stuffers.
Group.
Stocking,
yeah,
stuffers,
absolutely.
At the end of the year. And I'm telling you, listeners, this business about just toasting with sparkling wines, no. You need to change this. You need to serve sparkling wine throughout the entire meal. You could have a different wine with each course or whatever. Okay, another question for Jürgen. Are you willing to share with us details about, like, how long, how many months entourage the different wines are?
Yeah, we're kind of averaging this out a little bit. Some a little longer, some a little, but
I figured
a minimum of about 18 months.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So,
and again,
yeah.
18 months, and at this at your prices, you guys are very, very generous. You are very generous to sell your wines at such reasonable prices for all the labor that goes into this.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's been a thing for us for a while where it's just the power to the consumer kind of thing. Eventually we'll have a reserve tier probably in the next year or so that will be kind of more select grape varietals, limited case quantities.
Okay.
But our core tier, we're always going to do our best to keep it $20 or under. And then keep a reserve tier separate so that, you know, those folks that always do want their nightly sparkling wine, they could come
yes.
get a quality sparkling from us. So,
okay, I'd like to thank Jürgen Grieb and Christian Grieb for joining us from Treveri Cellars today. And am I pronouncing this correctly? It's Wapato or Wapato?
It's Wapato.
Wapato, Washington. Gentlemen, this has been our grand pleasure. We really thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you very much.
We will have links up for you to learn more. Phenomenal. And come on, people, in the middle of the country and East Coast, you've got to bug them and get it over here. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.